Our God is a missionary God, and we are His missionary people. You're listening to The Sent Life, the official podcast of the Center for Great Commission Studies at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Jesus told everybody to go tell the good news to the world that He is the Savior. But who is including everybody? Does that include little kids too? Today on The Sent Life, we're going to talk about how to tell your children about Jesus' mission. It'll be a great podcast. Welcome to The Sent Life. Hey, Keelan.
Hey, Scott.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, recording a podcast.
Then we're here again. So, hey, how are things at the cookhouse?
They're well. They're well. We're rocking along. How are things at the Hildreth house?
They're good, man. They are. Grandkids are getting up. Leslie's busy moving around, busy with ministry stuff. Yeah. And, you know, we've got Cultivate Conference coming that everybody's speaking at. We're excited about that. Have our women on the campus who are having a special conference. And so that's something that we're thinking about. But today, we're talking about the cookhouse.
Yeah, so, you know, for the years that we've been doing this together, Scott, I think today, no, I know today, we have my favorite guest we've ever had on the podcast with us.
My favorite current children's author on the podcast today.
Yeah, so today with us in studio, we have Meredith Cook, who is the author of a new book with B&H. It's a children's book. It's a board book. And she happens to be my wife.
The better half of the Cook family finally showed up. Every week we ask about the Cook family, and now we can actually get the truth.
That's right. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, Meredith, we are so glad that you're here. This is such an exciting project. So you wrote a book for children about missions.
Yes.
Why in the world would you do something like that?
Well, when I was pregnant with our daughter, I knew that I wanted to start reading to her about, of course, the gospel. Mm-hmm. And then I also wanted to read to her missionary stories to go ahead and start early telling stories about people from history who fulfilled the Great Commission. So as I was researching books for her, I just couldn't find anything that was in like a board book format. So board books are typically for kids age 0 to 4. And I just wasn't finding anything. So as I was kind of bemoaning this to Keelan, he in a very blunt sort of way said, well, you're a writer, you write it.
Nothing like husbands putting you in your place, right?
I've never been called blunt before. I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, there's kind of a marriage adage, right, that when your wife is expressing something to you that you're not supposed to give the solution, you're just supposed to listen. But apparently you didn't do that.
Nope.
In this case, it was a good thing.
There you go.
I think it was almost 3 years later.
Okay. I think that's
it
right,
actually came into fruition, and that's a longer story that we don't have to get into right now. But I just felt it was very important. I think it's important to first teach kids the gospel. We pray for our kids' salvation every day. But after that, kids need to know what you're supposed to do with it.
Right.
And that was kind of the impetus behind writing this book is I want my kids to know the gospel, and then I want them to know what to do with that. And what better way to do that than by telling stories of missionaries who did it themselves as an example of how you can go and share the good news with other people.
Yeah, and it's such a fun book. So the name of the book is Go Tell Everyone, 9 Missionaries Who Shared the Good News. So for those who are listening, have little children, grandchildren, I have some little kids in the neighborhood, part of your church kids ministry. Give sort of an overview. What does the book do? And, you know, how do you hope to accomplish this your goal of really letting folks know this is what kids ought to be thinking about?
Well, it kind of touches on 2 main ideas. Mm-hmm. The book first introduces the Great Commission.
Okay.
Because you don't want to start out, these are missionaries who fulfilled the Great Commission. Well, what's the Great Commission?
Right.
So I start by telling the Great Commission is that Jesus told everybody to go tell everyone the good news. So the simplest way I could put it for kids. And then I wanted to give examples of missionaries who shared the good news. And we have so many stories of missionaries from history who did just that. Mm-hmm. So this is the story of nine missionaries and how they shared the good news.
Yeah, and how did you do that in the book itself? You were pretty selective about mm-hmm. the missionaries that you chose. I mean, you talked about it's so many to choose from, but when you look at the book, I mean, it's a whole kind of cross experience of men and women and different ethnicities. So how did mm-hmm. you do that? And tell us a little bit about how you told their stories.
So choosing nine missionaries was a pretty big challenge, yeah. and I had a few goals in mind. One goal was stories that would seem compelling to kids. Mm-hmm. Another was it was very important for me to include a diversity of people mm-hmm. because my hopes are that kids from all kinds of backgrounds and ethnic and cultural backgrounds would read these stories and think, this person looks like me.
Yeah.
And I can do what they did.
That's great.
So that was important to me. And then it was important for me to share stories that – so missionary stories can be kind of tainted with mm-hmm. a lot of trials sure. and a lot of kind of bad things that happen. And my goal is not to shield kids from that, but I wanted to tell stories that if parents decided to look into them further, it wouldn't make them uncomfortable to share.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, Eric Little is a person that I almost included in my book, but a lot of his ministry was within a concentration camp during mm. World War II. And I felt like, I don't know that that's something that, I mean, if parents want to share that, I want that to be their decision. Sure. So that's not necessarily something I want to introduce myself and right. force it on readers.
Right.
So those were kind of things that I kept in mind as I chose the missionaries.
Yeah, great. And so you tell their stories in what I think is a really fun and compelling way, because it really leads to the primary question at the end of the book. So mm-hmm. talk about your strategy for kind of telling. I don't want to, you know, maybe Keelan, do we give away the hook here at the end? Is this a spoiler alert? Since it is a kid's book, right? We're going to read right. it more than one time.
That is true. That is true. And I mean, on top of it, our primary audience, I think, is not the same as the book's primary audience.
They're not listening.
So we're sitting here talking to the parents, most right. likely. So perhaps we can go ahead and spoil it.
Go ahead, Keelan, spoil it. Tell us how we tell the stories.
Yeah. So the way Meredith approaches this one, I actually really like it as well. She takes so these different missionaries, and each one's got a little bit of a profile or a snapshot on it, and it raises the question, where were they? Like, where did they go about their field? What was their field of service, their field of ministry? And the kids turn the page to find the answer. So it's this
– it's almost like a cliffhanger.
There you go. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
But that leads to the last question, right, of your own Great Commission obedience. So Meredith, at the end of the book – this is one of the highlights, I think, for the book and the way she wrote it – is she actually brings it back on the people reading the book.
The ultimate cliffhanger.
That's it. Where are you going to obey the Great Commission is essentially the question that you're left with at the end of the book. And I think that's a really compelling way to guide your children and even the parents who are reading yeah. it through their thoughts on missionary obedience.
Yeah,
I wanted to include a call to action at the end, because the Great Commission itself is a call to action.
That's right.
We are sent out, and Jesus told us to go. So I wanted to include that at the end of the book. I want kids and their parents to think through, well, how can I do this?
Yeah.
Should I go somewhere overseas? How do I fulfill the Great Commission in my neighborhood
right.
or at school? So I wanted them to have a question at the end that they could answer themselves.
Yeah. So what is your – I mean, if you're going to dream big, so the expectation for this book, obviously – it's parents reading to their children.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
this is designed for pre-readers. Obviously, kids can start to read it and memorize, but they read it more than one time. They hope to learn it. But mm-hmm. so parents are reading to their kids, and then the kids are answering the question, the cliffhanger, where did Lottie Moon go? She went to China. Mm-hmm. You know, where did George Lyle go? Goes to Jamaica. So you're getting through those stories. And then at the end, they ask the question. And in theory, we're going to ask that question every night, right,
mm-hmm.
to little kids mm-hmm. or once a week or something. So If you're dreaming about the expectation as a person who writes the book, what are you hoping that comes out of this thing?
Well, I'm hoping that parents and kids can together dream about how they might fulfill the Great Commission. Mm. Because, Scott, you and I have talked about this in writing a kid's book. You're writing in a way that's directed towards kids, but you know parents are going to be reading it
right,
to
right.
their kids.
Right.
And there are books that Keelan and I have read to our kids that are marketed towards them but have been very impactful for us.
Edifying.
And yes, edifying. So together, my hopes are that parents and kids can both think about, am I obeying the Great Commission and how would I do that?
Yeah, that's good.
One of the questions that is helpful, based in some of the conversations that Meredith and I have had, as she was first coming to the decision that, hey, I think this is a book that needs to be written. I think there's a hole that needs to be filled here. But in doing so, I think it raised a question in our own hearts. We're both very involved in missions mobilization in general.
Right.
Like everything I do here at the school, in some sense, centers around this idea of essentially convincing everybody else's children that they need to go be missionaries, fulfill the Great Commission somewhere, often in hard places. We're challenging people to give up their life for the sake of the Great Commission. And this is the thing that Meredith and I are both very actively involved in here in the school. But trying to distill this into a children's book then raises that question personally for us. Like, do we really want our own kids to go serve and fulfill the Great Commission? So this is one of the conversations that we've had on a regular basis. And I think part of writing this book is us saying, yes, Meredith is convinced that we do. We want to raise our kids to do that. And so I think hearing more about your thoughts on how we got there and why it's important for us as parents generally to educate our children would be helpful for the audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, after our daughter was born and we started thinking about what are the values that we want to raise her with, the first is we want her to be saved. Mm-hmm. And we pray for the Lord to save our kids at a young age.
Right.
And then how are we going to teach them what to do with the gospel? And then are we going to pray for them to be missionaries? And that's a hard prayer.
Right.
I'm struggling with the fact that our daughter's going to kindergarten next year. So I can't imagine what that conversation might look like when she's older and potentially considering what God is calling her to do and if that means it's here or across the world. But we know that God has called all of us to fulfill the Great Commission. And if you spend any time around Southeastern, you probably hear the question, why? You shouldn't ask, why should I go? You should ask, why should I stay? Mm-hmm. Because the most important thing we can do is share the gospel with those who have not heard or may not have the opportunity to hear otherwise. And sure, there are people here that need to hear the gospel, and we should be faithful in sharing it in whatever circumstances the Lord has us in. But we should also be willing and able to go if the Lord calls us. And so Keelan had read the book Family Worship by Don Whitney right after our daughter was born. Because again, we were thinking through new rhythms for our family. Right. So what are we going to do to instill these Christian values in our kids? And he was really impacted by a quote that Whitney had included in his book from John Patton, who himself was a missionary.
Right.
In the South Pacific.
Right.
Yeah, Hebrides.
Mm-hmm. And John Patton wrote that one of the main reasons he became a missionary was that his father, during family worship, was so burdened for the nations and those who didn't know Christ that it just came out in his prayers during family worship. And Patton wanted to be like his father in that and to be concerned for the lost and those who are dying without Jesus around the world. And that's ultimately that played a huge part in Patton's decision to become a missionary.
Right. Yeah.
So that impacted us, too, when we thought about how we are going to raise our kids.
Yeah. So we're talking with Meredith Cook, who wrote Go Tell Everyone. It's a kid's book telling the story of missionaries. And I think you're right. It is a significant prayer, right? For those of us who have been in the mission world for years and years or decades or whatever, it's one thing to encourage and recruit other people's kids to be missionaries. Mm-hmm. And now we turn the mirror back around and say, hey, am I willing to not release, right? We're Christians. So if God called your children, you're not going to stand in their way. But it's almost like the sign of faith and faithful obedience to the Great Commission is proactively encouraging them to ask the question, Where are you going to go? What is your role when it comes to fulfilling the Great Commission? And that really is what this book does.
Yes.
So in many ways, for a parent, buying this book, reading this book is it's a determined act of, I want my kids to grow up and fall in love with Jesus and fall in love with his mission and with the world. And so there's this real act of faith and faithfulness that goes mm-hmm. into reading a book like this to your kids on a regular basis, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that's right. Well, and, you know, Meredith, she brought up that, the Whitney book and yeah. family worship and stuff that we were working through. That patent quote really leveled us as a couple for a while, right? I mean, it was right after Meredith and I had our first. And the fascinating thing about the quote was Patton saying, I wanted to be the answer to my father's prayer.
Wow. Hmm.
And that's, like, that struck a chord with us.
Hmm.
One, are we the kind of people that want to, in front of our kids, do, in actuality, in front of our kids, care for, desire that the nations be reached with the gospel so much that it just comes out in our daily mm-hmm. life? Like, are we those kind of people?
Right.
And then, do we really want our kids mm-hmm. to be the answer to that prayer?
Right.
And so it started a process. It started the process for this book, but it also started a process for a number of other things. And I think, actually, Meredith, it might be helpful. You've spent quite a bit of time at this point thinking through other ways and things that parents can do to, encourage their children in this kind of work and teach their kids about the mission and encourage them toward, missionary service. What are some suggestions you might have?
Well, there's a few.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is just reading the Bible with them. Mm-hmm. My kids will sometimes bring me my Bible and just ask me to read it. It's not very often, and they normally want me to stop pretty soon after I start reading.
That's real.
But if that happens, I could always turn to the Great Commission yep. passage and read it to them and talk about how this is for people who are believers, and this is what we do after we repent and believe right. in Jesus. And then there are other, there's a whole bunch of missionary resources right. for kids. Again, my book was filling a hole mm-hmm. in the kind of 0 to 4 range. But if you move up, there are a bunch of missionary biographies right. that are written towards older children. And I actually created a resource list on my own website okay. because I wanted to have a place where if people were looking for something like that and couldn't find it, here's a list. Here's sure. where you can start. Another thing that I have found is helpful is just reading books to them about other cultures, not mm. necessarily about missions or missionaries, but books that introduce them to the world. So I've randomly got this book from the library that is just almost an atlas of children from around the world. And my daughter really enjoyed looking at it. And we were able to talk about how there's all these other countries in the world and people who look different than us. They speak a different language. They eat a different kind of food. They dress differently. But they also may follow a different religion mm-hmm. than what mommy and daddy follow. So how can we talk about those things to even just educate our kids on what other mm-hmm. what kinds of other people there are around the world and expand their knowledge besides just this like 3-mile radius
yeah.
that their life is.
Yeah.
Another way that parents can help teach their kids about missions is it's very easy for us because we live in the gravity of the seminary, but having missionary friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So again, it is very easy for us to do this in the gravity of the seminary, but if your church is involved in missions, then you can talk to your church leaders about how you might introduce your kids to present-day missionaries. So that may be something as simple as if your church lays out prayer cards for those missionaries they've sent out, just pick one up. Even if you don't know them, you can still pray for them and you can show it to your kids and you can tell them these people are living in another country and they've gone because they want to tell those people about Jesus.
Right.
My kids love prayer cards. They always want to grab one from the mission center here at Southeastern. So we have just kind of a collection of prayer cards even from people we don't know. Mm-hmm. Again, we have some from people we do know because we have lots of friends who are serving overseas.
Yeah, so for those of you who are listening who may actually be one of our missionaries that got sent and came through Southeastern and your prayer card has been in our mission center, there are two little kids in the Cook household that may have your prayer card, and we run through those with them. So know that that's a thing that happens.
Yeah. And we have some in our fridge for the people that we do know, and our kids will ask about them. And we often will have our stateside missionary friends over for dinner. And so our kids have been able to meet a lot of present-day missionaries. And again, I know that's not necessarily an option for everybody, but there are other ways that you can help your kids know about missionaries who are doing Great Commission work around the world now.
Right.
Our Baptist State Convention does a prayer calendar of North American and international missionaries.
Right.
So something as simple as that, just a resource that you can show your kids.
Right.
Another way is just pray with them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like the John Patton quote, his father was so burdened for the nations and it came out in those prayers. And that's something I think is a challenge to all of us. Are we praying with our kids about things that are not just thank you, God, for our food and our home and our grandparents? Of course, those are all things we should be praying for and very grateful for. But are we praying for the nations with our kids?
Right. That's great. So the book is published by B&H Kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it comes out
March 12th.
March 12th.
Yes.
So a week or so. It'll be available, but people can pre-order the book now?
Yes.
So how do they pre-order it?
Particularly through Amazon. They can do that through Lifeway and the B&H website as well.
Okay. So listen, I've read the book. It's a great book. I mean, it's fun, right?
Yeah, it's
I read it. It was a fun book to read. It's going to be fun to read with your kids. It's going to be fun to read with your grandkids. Our recommendation is that you buy several copies of the book, give them out, right? Give them out for Easter gifts, put them in Easter baskets. If you have a kids ministry at your church, there's no reason at all why you wouldn't want to take a book like this and put it in the hands of your parents who can read it to their kids so that you can encourage them to have to talk about the Great Commission. As a grandparent, I know that it's a scary thing to think about your kids or your grandkids going overseas and thinking about missions, but it really is the Christian way to think. It's the Christian step of creating a Christian worldview. So I would recommend you get a copy of this book as well. It's a great book. It's well written. Meredith did a great job. The missionaries represent an entire segment of diversity, different ethnicities, men and women. So every kid can see themselves a little bit in the story and can be able to ask themselves the question, what am I going to do about the Great Commission? Which is really a question that we all need to be asking ourselves. So Meredith, thanks a ton for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for writing the book. Keelan, thanks for letting us have your wife for the day.
No, of course.
And hey, we appreciate you tuning in to The Sent Life this week. We mentioned a couple things in the podcast that we want to let you to know that are available to you. If you'd like some prayer cards, you can send an email to cgcs@sebts.edu, and we'll be glad to give you two or three or four prayer cards in an envelope, send them to you. You can use them to pray for some of our students who are serving overseas. Meredith mentioned her website, which is?
MeredithCook.net.
MeredithCook.net. And you'll find all types of information there that I think you'll find helpful too. Thanks a ton for tuning in to The Sent Life. You can find us where you normally download podcasts. Make sure you pass this on, especially if you know somebody who has little kids. They need to hear this podcast. They need to buy this book. Thanks for being part of The Sent Life.
Here at Southeastern, we believe that the Great Commission is the church's mission. That is why we are committed to ministry preparation in partnership with the local church. Through more than 40 advanced graduate and undergraduate degrees, we offer robust biblical and theological education that equips students to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. Visit sebts.edu to learn more.